It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to visit with David Momberg over at CCM Health. And good morning, David.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again. We've done Wellness Wednesday before in the past, I understand.
Yes, a year ago.
A year ago already. Well, we need to talk to you more often. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do at CCM Health, David?
Okay, I'm a registered respiratory therapist. I am married to Sheila. We have a 13-year-old son. I also have four grown daughters, seven grandkids, I think it is now. I'm a deacon at our church. And as far as hobbies, I love music, and I love bike riding. Awesome. I've gotten into cycling the last couple of years.
Competitive cycling or just
enjoyment? No. Okay. For enjoyment and exercise. And I've been here at CCM Health for, 2018, so almost 7 years.
Okay.
Most of my career was in Tennessee. I've actually been a respiratory therapist for 40 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And most of that, about 30 years, was in Tennessee. And then the rest has been here in Minnesota. Started out as a traveler. I had brief positions in, Plymouth, Brainerd, and Bemidji before I came here. Mm-hmm. And then I've been here, and they kind of sucked me in this community, and I really like it here. I like the small town.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, what are we going to talk about this morning then?
So we're going to talk about COPD, which is pretty much the number one illness or disease that respiratory therapists work with. And November is COPD Awareness Month. So we're just going to talk a little bit about what COPD is. It actually affects over 11 million people living with COPD now. Mm. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Chronic means long-lasting. Obstructive is just the airflow in and out of your lungs is blocked. Pulmonary is just means the disease is located in the lungs. And then disease just means your lungs have damage that can't be reversed or cured, but it is highly treatable.
Mm, okay. And how many people suffer from COPD?
They say the recent stats that I see is like 11 million. So I've read different sources, but some say it's like the fourth behind like heart disease, stroke, and cancer. So unfortunately, it's
very common.
Very, very common.
Yeah. David, what are the main causes of COPD?
So obviously the main cause is smoking, that's a good portion, you know, maybe 80-90% of the patients that we deal with. But there's also other factors such as environmental. And one thing I've come to see a lot here in this community is in the farming community, there can be after exposure to like grain dust and working in farming for years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called farmer's lung.
Mm.
And they attribute it to that. And then also we see a few that are vets that were exposed to Agent Orange and other substances like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other factors. You know, most of it is from smoking, but not completely all of it.
If you have COPD and you stop smoking, does it probably doesn't make it better, but it doesn't make it worse?
Exactly, and that's what I tell people. It's always worth it. It is always worth it to quit. I used to smoke myself,
and I
know as well as anybody, it's very hard. It may be the hardest thing of all, mm-hmm. substances, you know, that people deal with. So, yeah, it is, but we tell people it definitely will slow down the progression.
Right.
You know, it definitely will not get worse, and then they'll learn ways to deal with it.
Okay.
What are the
psychological changes with COPD?
A lot of people deal with anxiety and even like panic attacks and things like that with it. So, and I may get into this a little bit later, but in our pulmonary rehab classes, which is mostly again COPD patients, one of the things we cover is how to deal with stress and psychological issues that they deal with, because you can imagine anytime you can't breathe, you know, it's going to be hard to deal with in that way. So
right.
that's definitely a factor.
Okay. Treatments. Let's talk about treatments for COPD.
So part of my job here, you know, we have patients in the hospital, and I see patients while they are inpatients, but also deal a lot of my work is with outpatients. And so as far as treatment in the hospital, breathing treatments, oxygen, some people have to be on oxygen at home. There's different machines like BiPAPs and ventilators and all these things that we work with for the more you know, acutely sick patients. In this hospital, which we're pretty small, we don't keep those patients a lot of times when their breathing is bad enough that they have to be intubated, which has a tube down their throat, you know, into their lungs, and put on the ventilator. Most of those patients we ship out to the bigger hospitals, but we do treat a lot of the, you know, less acute patients with breathing treatments, oxygen, different things like that on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then. Anything else you'd like to talk about with COPD?
Just the other thing is that, you know, like I said, a big part of my job is outpatient, and the two main things I do here with that is the pulmonary function tests, and this is where patients, this is where they pretty much are diagnosed, or we find out if they have COPD or not. So this is very vital in what their treatment is going to be, what their medications are going to be, and this gives the doctors, you know, information they need to be able to treat the patient. And then the other is pulmonary rehab, which I talked about more last time. And this is a six-week class we do with mostly, again, COPD patients. And it involves exercise, and it also involves a lot of education around COPD that helps them deal with that, because a lot of times when they're diagnosed and first treated, they're not really given a lot of education. And I think that's a really vital role of the respiratory therapist, is to provide that education.
Right, right. You mentioned some of the causes. It's the fourth leading cause of death in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. Heart attacks, cancer, and strokes?
That's what I've, and again, you know, some of it again is those other, like the farming and the other. Mm-hmm. We always ask patients if in their occupations, if they've been exposed to any things. So there are other causes. It's not just the smoking.
Okay.
But I just encourage people with that, they can contact me or the hospital, I know that the Lung Association, I think I had it written down here somewhere, which is www.lung.org, has information on, you know, helping quitting smoking, because that's, like you said, a really big thing. And it's always worth quitting, no matter how long you smoked.
How about vaping?
Yeah, that's something that's really controversial still, but it's obviously not good for the lungs, any kind of smoking and irritant like that, you know. So that, a lot of that, I've attended some classes on that, and I'm learning more about that, but a lot of that is still kind of controversial, whether it's as bad or worse. And unfortunately, what I've learned with that too is a lot of people are still doing both.
So what would be your advice to young people how to take care of their lungs?
Well, of course, don't ever start smoking.
That's the main thing.
Because I did, and with my generation, our generation, you know, when I ask people when they started, it's always like really young, like 11, 12, 13. I don't see that as much anymore, except for like what you were saying, though, with the vaping. And that's, I think, what's so scary with that. It's become so popular, and it's really, it seems like it's marketed towards the kids, you know, and that kind of thing, and that's concerning.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Well, they got rid of cigarette commercials, and I think that helped a lot.
Yeah.
So. All right, David. Well, thank you for joining us on Wellness Wednesday. If people have questions about what we just talked about, how can they contact you or get a hold of you?
They can contact me at CCM Health. Our main number here is 320-269-8877. And they can just ask for David or for respiratory therapy.
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Yep. We'll talk again sometime.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yep. David Momberg with CCM Health in Montevideo, and that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.